Be'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori. Harav David Svi ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Nazir daf Yud Zayin. And we left off at the word Esvei, a few lines down, the top line. The top line on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Now, in yesterday's daf, we presented a machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish, and we're going to be doing a little bit more on that machlokas today as well. What's the machlokas? A guy is standing in a cemetery, and he takes upon himself to be a Nazir. The question is his Naziris Chal now, or do we say, no, you're not allowed to be Tameh when you're a Nazir, so it's not Chal. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's Chal now, and therefore if you would drink wine or take a haircut now, while you're in the cemetery, you'd get Malkus. You're a Nazir. Reish Lakish says, no. The Naziris is not Chal now. It's Chal later. Only once you get out of the cemetery, purify yourself, sprinkle yourself with the paraduma water. After 7 days, so then you go to the mikvah, then your Naziris starts, according to Reish Lakish. Also, in yesterday's daf we learned that according to Reish Lakish, you have to mamish accept upon yourself Naziris again. The Naziris is not Chal. You have to accept it upon yourself again. So yesterday's daf, Rabbi Yochanan attacked Reish Lakish a number of times. Today's daf begins with another attack of Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish, and it seems like from this attack, the Gemara is now going to re-understand and reinterpret in a different way the Machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Here we go. Good morning to Tzvika and Eretz Yisrael for a chasna. Thanks for joining us from Eretz Yisrael. To Chana Chenech, to Rabbi Mordechai, to Dr. Joe, to Harav Eliezer Dov, to Gershon Eitan, and to Yitzchak Aryeh, and to Shlomo David. Here we go. Esvei. Whenever you see in the Gemara Esvei, and it doesn't say who to who, it always means the same one that we just had in the last one. So just like in the last one, the Gemara said explicitly, well, actually not in the last one, but two kashas ago, it said Esvei Yochanan Reish Lakish. Then it said Esvei. Now it says Esvei. So if the Gemara doesn't change, it's always the same person. Esvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan has now another kasha for Reish Lakish. And from a brisa, Ein bein tameisha nazar l'nazir tarsha nitma. There's no difference between a guy who was tamei, who accepted upon himself naziris, versus a guy who was tar, who became tamei. There's no difference. Now, right away, you see there's no difference. That sounds like Rabbi Yochanan, that they both actually are nazir. So, Ein bein tameisha nazar l'nazir tarsha nitma. Ella, the only difference is Tamei shenazar shvi'i shelo olo lo l'minyan. If you are Tamei and you took upon your Naziris, so you're going to go to the Beis HaMikdash and they're going to sprinkle the Par Aduma water on you on day number 3 and on day number 7. Then you're going to go to the mikvah on day number 7. And then right away, as soon as you go to the mikvah day number 7, unbelievably, right away, that day number 7 counts as day number 1 of your Naziris. Now, Tosis over here in Ein Bein, in the second Tosis asks, wait a second, don't we know that you need to wait till nightfall in order to be completely tar? You're called a Tvul Yom. And don't you need Harav Shemesh? Don't you need nightfall? You're still Tamei on day number 7. So Tosis says an amazing thing. Tosis says, take a look at the Tosis, second Tosis. Ein Bein Nazir Tamer, Lenazir Tar, Shinadar Ba'odu Tamer, Lenazir Tar, Shinitma, Ella, Denazir Tamer, Shvi, Olo Menamin. The seventh day counts as day number 1 of the Naziris. Kishahiza Gimel Vishana Bazayin Vitava Yom Zayin, right? You did the Paraduma water on Gimel on the third day and on the seventh day. And then you went to the mikvah on day number 7. Vitava Yom Zayin Laminyan Naziris Tahara. It counts for the first day of the Naziris. Lafi She'ein Sarach. Good morning. She'ein Sarach Lavi Karban. That's the key difference. You don't have to bring a carbon on day number 8. That's where the Gemara, I stopped in the middle of the Gemara. That's what the Gemara is about to say the difference is. The difference is if you're a Tahar, a Nazir Tahar, who became Tamei, not only do you have to go through the 3 and 7, you also have to bring carbonos of Naziris Betuma on day number 8. If you're a Nazir, if you accepted the Naziris while Tamei, so you, as far as bringing a carbon Betuma, Lagabe that did, Lagabe the Tumma, the Naziris hasn't started. And therefore, you don't have to bring a carbon on day number 8. So therefore, day 7 counts for your Naziris, as opposed to a Tar Nazir who became Tameh, day 7 don't count because he's got to bring his Karbanos on day number 8. Says Tosas, look at Tosas. Oh, but look at the last line of Tosas Yazakasha. What do you mean? How can you say the Nazir starts on day number 7? Don't you have to wait till day number 7 ends? You got to wait until you're called a Tvil Yom. You just went to the mikveh that day. You got to wait till the day ends. He says, no. The Tvil Yom Klisha Tumasa, it's a weak Tumah. It doesn't prevent the Naziris from being Chal on you. It's a weak Tumah. Tvil Yom. You already went to the mikveh, so it's a weak Tumah. So it doesn't prevent the Naziris from being Chal on you. Good morning, Avi. And the Achronim, the Sefer Makor Baruch, explains, what does Tosis mean? Tosis means like this. The only Tumah that prevents Naziris is Tumas Mace. Once you've gone to the mikveh, you have a new Tumah called Tvil Yom. It's not the Tumas Mace anymore. Since it's a new Tumah, this new Tumah is not a steer to Naziris. Right? Not all Tumah is a steer to Naziris. Only Tumas Mace is a steer to Naziris. So now you're a new Tumah called Tvil Yom. The Tvil Yom, even though it's a result of Tumas Mace, but halachically, it has a new status. You went to the mikveh already. It's a new category of Tumah, and it doesn't prevent Naziris from being Chal.
Wow.
Okay. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Again. Esve, one more time. Ein bein tamish nazar l'nozir torah shenitma ella shet tamish. The only difference. Tamish nazar shvi shela olo l'minyan. The seventh day counts as day number 1 of Naziris. However, v'nozir torah shenitma. But Dr. Joe, if you were nazir tahar and then you became tamish, so day number 7 is not going to count. You got to bring karbanos on day number 8. So the earliest you could start your Naziris is day number 8, not day number 7. Okay, that's the only difference. That's the only difference. Right? What karbanos do you have to bring on day number 8? Let's remind ourselves. Shtei torim o shnei b'nei yonah, two turtle doves or two pigeons. One of them an ola, one of them a chatas, and an ashem nazir. Three karbanos. And then you got to shave. V'isak adaitoch lo chayla amai ola min aminyin. If you tell me that the seventh, that you're not a nazir, when you become Tameh, you have to accept it upon yourself again afterwards. Well then, how could day 7 count as the day of Naziris? You're not even a Nazir yet! How could day 7 count? Now the Rishonim ask over here, the Rosh, Tosus, Meiri, Rabbeinu Peretz, everybody asked the question, why don't we just give the same answer we gave before that? Oh, no, we mean that you accepted upon yourself the Naziris again on day number 7. And that's when day number 7 counts. So the Rishonim say, the answer that then the Brisa should have said, that's also a difference. The Brisa should have listed that as a difference. That the other one, you don't have to accept upon yourself a new Naziris. But here you do have to accept upon yourself a new Naziris. It doesn't say that. Sounds like it counts even without accepting a new Naziris. So because of this, Kasha Rabbeisai, Mar Barav Ashi has a new understanding of the Machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish. I don't know why it doesn't say Ella. Probably should have said Ella on my Bar Vashi again. Well, the language of Nazir is always different. Omar my Bar Vashi, you're right. Mechal kulei amalo pligi dechayla. No, both Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree that a guy who's tamei who accepts upon himself the Naziris for sure is chal. No, even Reish Lakish agrees. The Naziris is Chal. Meichal kuliyam lo pligi dechayla. That's the way Tosfos, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Peretz all understand. However, the Ran earlier and the Meiri understand that Reish Lakish, even though Reish Lakish agrees. So hold on. When the Gemara says Meichal kuliyam lo pligi dechayla, everyone agrees that the Naziris is Chal as far as drinking wine and not shaving. Everyone agrees as far as the other two aspects, drinking wine, shaving, the Naziris is Chal. Now, Machlokas Rishonim had to understand this line. Most Rishonim understand it means everyone agrees you'd get lashes for that. Some Rishonim, the Ran and the Meiri, say no, it's Usser, but even Reish Lakish would agree that you don't get lashes. I mean, even according to my Bar Rav Ashi, Reish Lakish would say you don't get lashes. Anyway, Machlokas Rishonim. Everyone agrees it's usur for you to drink wine and shave your head. And some say even everyone would agree you get lashes for that. Elaki pligi, where do they argue? Elaki pligi. So everyone agrees you don't have to accept upon yourself another Nazirus as far as those things are concerned. There's another machlok as we've shown him. Well, let's read the next line. Elaki pligi lemilke. They're only arguing about lashes for tumah. Rabbi Yochanan savar kevan dechayla. Rabbi Yochanan says, since the nazirus is chal as far as the wine and the shaving, lucky, you get lashes even for continuing to be metame yourself. For Reish Lakish savar lo lucky vechayla. Reish Lakish holds, even though the nazirus is chal as far as the wine and the shaving is concerned, and the haircuts, but as far as Tumah is concerned, you do not get lashes on the Tumah. Just like we know, Rabbi said, just like we know, we're going to see in a second, just like we know that there's no Karban Tumah, there's no Karbanos Tumah if you accept upon yourself Nazirus while Tame, there's no Karbanos for the Tumah, so too there's no lashes for the Tumah, there's no Isser for the Tumah, there's no Isser for the Tumah. Where do we learn that? We're going to see later on in today's daf, the Gemara is going to learn this out from a pasuk. That if you accept, the only time you bring karbanos for tumah during Nazirus is where you were tahar, and then you became tameh, then you bring karbanos. But if the whole acceptance of the tumah, what? Because the pasuk, you learn that from v'timei rosh nizro. It's only where the Nazirus became tameh, not where the whole Nazirus was accepted upon his own tumah in the first place, then everyone agrees there's no karbanos tumah. The machlokas of Yochanan Reish Lakish is there an Isser Tumah or are there malchus for the Tumah? Machlokas we've shown him. Whether there's an Isser, but everyone agrees there's no Karbanos Tumah. Esir Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan further challenged Reish Lakish according to this new understanding. Even according to this new understanding, he challenged him. Esir Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked Reish Lakish another kasha. Right? And now we're going to go over the same brises and Mishnah. This is a question from our Mishnah. But the same brises that we asked in yesterday's version of Yochanan Reish Lakish, we're now going to ask on the new version. The same brises in the Mishnah with kashas on the old version and kashas on the new version. A guy accepts upon himself to be a Nazir while he is in the cemetery. I feel Hayasham Shloshim Yom, even if he was in the cementary for 30 days, ain't own Loman Aminyan. Those 30 days do not count for the Naziris. Ve'enu mevi carbon tuma. And whenever he becomes tahar from this Naziris, he does not bring a carbon. Oh, sounds like he doesn't bring a carbon for the tuma. And it doesn't count for Naziris. But does he violate the Isser Naziris? Is he going to get lashes for the Naziris? Carbon tumah hu d'lo maisi. Okay, you don't bring a carbon tumah. Ha milke lucky la, but you do get lashes on it. Akash against Reish Lakish said there's no lashes. Answers the Gemara, no. Reish Lakish will answer you. Bedinu d'lisne eno loke. You're right. It could have listed that you don't get lashes for tumah also. Ella, mishum d'kabai l'misne seifa. No, but because it wanted to say in the end of the Mishnah that yatsa, if you went out of the cemetery and you waited 7 days and you purified yourself, v'nichnas, and you walked back into the cemetery on day number 7, ola lo min aminyan umevi karban tumah, that day number 7 counts as day number 1 of the Naziris, and you bring a karban tumah. So there, it doesn't have to say that you get lashes because it's obvious that you get lashes. You even have to bring a karban tumah. So since it was only talking about the karban in the seifa, Tana Reisha, Eino Mevi Karban Tumah. So the Reisha was just contrasting the Sefer about the Karbanos, but it didn't want to mention the Malchus. Of course, it's true that you would get Malchus. It was just contrasting the Sefer, that in the Sefer you do bring a Karban. So the Reisha was telling you don't bring a Karban. In the Sefer, but really in both of them you get lashes. So it didn't have to contrast it as far as the lashes is concerned. Because in both of them you get lashes. Says the Gemara Tashma, coming here right from the same brisa that we said in the beginning of today's daf. Ein bein tamei shenazar lenazir tahor shenitma. There's no difference between a tamei person who accepts upon herself nazirus or a tahor person who is a nazir who became tamei during his nazirus. Ella, what's the only difference? Shetamei shenazar shvish lo olo min aminyan. A tamei who accepts upon nazirus the seventh day counts for the nazirus. V'nazir tahor shenitma ein shvish lo olo min aminyan. That's the only difference. Hala malchus zev is eshavin. They both get lashes for the tumah. Ah, so it's Akasha against Reish Lakish, who says there's no lashes for the tumah. Reish Lakish will answer you, Amar lei, lo, letiglachas zev is eshavin. The diuk is as far as shaving, they're both equal, but as far as tumah, they're not equal. The tumah accepted upon Naziris does not get lashes for tumah, but a tahor person who becomes a nazir does get lashes for the tumah. Ask the Gemara, Valeni Malkus, my Zeloka Vizainaloka. Listen. Well, if that's really a difference, why didn't it list it in the Brisa according to you, Reish Lakish? If that's another difference, it should have listed that as a difference. Answer the Gemara, Bitakante Kamari, Bikilkule Lo Kamari. It's talking about the only difference as far as how to become pure. Litakante, the only difference as far as fixing it is one of them brings a carbon, one of them the seventh day counts, and one of them the eighth day counts. That's as far as getting back to your Naziris. Yes, it's true, as far as violations, there might be other differences. Like, for instance, one of them gets lashes for Tumah, and one of them does not get lashes for Tumah. But that's as far as violations. This Mishnah, this Brisa, is not referring to violations. It's just referring to how to fix yourself, how to be misakin yourself. Bekil kule, messing up your Naziris, it's not talking about. Okay, another raya. Tashma. Misha haya tamei v'nazar. Asa l'galeach v'lishtos yayin. V'imgilach v'shasa yayin. V'nitma l'meisim. Harei zesofik sarbaim. Black on white, Rabosai. Someone who's tamei, who accepted upon him as Naziris, if you drink wine, or shave your head, or you're mitamei l'meisim, you get malchus. Tiyufta. Answers the Gemara, you're right. This Brisa, Reish Lakish cannot get around. This Brisa clearly is against Reish Lakish. Oh, now the Gemara wants to know another Shaila. The Gemara wants to know like this. Good. We proved Rabbi Yochanan correct that someone who accepts upon himself Naziris while he's in a cemetery, he gets lashes even for the Tumah. He gets lashes, the Naziris is Chal right away. And he gets lashes to Tumah. But the question is, how long does he have to stay in the cemetery in order to get lashes? Like, what happened? A guy accepts upon himself Naziris in the Beis HaKfaris. They say, idiot, you're a Nazir. Get out of there. So, let's say he leaves right away. Would he get lashes for that? Just for accepting upon himself Naziris in the... Because this is parallel to another halacha. What's the other halacha? We know there's an iser for a person who's Tamei to walk into the Beis HaMikdash. If you're Tamei, you get kares. A person who's Tamei walks into the Beis HaMikdash, he gets kares. Let's say he's Tahar, a Kohen. He's Tahar, walks into the Beis HaMikdash, and then all of a sudden he sees a dead bug. He didn't see it. He steps on the dead bug. He's Tamei Tumah Sheretz. He's Tamei. What's halacha? He's got to run out. It happened in the Beis HaMikdash. So he did it by accident. So we tell him, does he get kares? No. Is it? We tell him, get out of here. You got to run out of the Beis HaMikdash. If you stay a certain amount long, this is a major discussion elsewhere, how long do you have to stay? So it's a matter of dispute. How long do you have to stay? It's called kedei hishtachava. You have to stay long enough that it would take to do a service in the Beis HaMikdash. Some say it's long enough to recite a particular pasuk, right? This whole story is discussed in Masech Shavuos, Adav Tassayim. How long is Shir Ishtachava? Some say you have to say this pasuk in Divrei Yamin, long enough that it takes to say the following pasuk. V'chol b'nei Yisrael roim b'redes ha'esh u'kfod Hashem al habayis v'yichru apayim arza al haritzpa v'yishtachvu v'hodos l'Hashem kitov ki li'olam chazdo. Okay, the Rambam says if you say that pasuk not too fast, not too slow, I don't know, 10 seconds, something like that. So if you stay in there for 10 seconds without heading for the exit, then you'd violate. It's machlokas amaroyim. Some say that pasuk. And some say, no, just the last pasuk from the word v'yichru, till he made like 5 seconds. Anyway, Yerushalmi has more opinions. So if you have to leave the Beis HaMikdash at the earliest possible way. Oh, so the question is, so our sugya wants to know, a Nazi who's in the cemetery, how long does he have to stay till he gets the lashes? Oh, Bayi Rava, Nazir v'hu b'veis ha'kvaros. A guy is a Nazir in a cemetery. Mahu, Bayi Shehiya l'malkus, Olo. A guy is a Nazir and he doesn't realize. He doesn't realize he's walking into a cemetery. And they warn him, they say to him, hey, you're walking into a cemetery. So how long does he have to stay in the cemetery to get the lashes? Says Mark, hey, chidami, what's the case? Ilema da amrile. If you tell me the case is a guy standing in a cemetery and they say to him, lo tinzar, don't take upon yourself. They see the guy, you know, guy's contemplating, you know, he says, I'm thinking about taking upon myself in the zeros. They say to him, idiot, you're standing in a cemetery. Don't do it if you're doing to get lashes. Lamali shahia. Why does he have to wait there at all? Nazir, my time alo bayi shahia to kamasribe. Right? Normally a nazir doesn't need any shahia because you warned him. Hakanami kamasribe. They warned him, don't go in. So if he's standing in there and he accepts upon himself Nazirus, for sure he gets lashes right away without staying there at all. Asks Tosus, isn't it a lav she'ein bo maisa? Speech, we usually assume, so how are you going to get lashes? Lav she'ein bo maisa. So Tosus says something unbelievable. Very, a tremendous chiddush. Take a look at the bottom Tosus on the page. Dear Maskel, Ilema. Ilema da'ami le'lo tinzover hu omi b'beis ha'kvaros. Lama li shia pshita delaki below shia. Denazi atar ma'itami de'lo ba'i shia. V'lo mishkach slay da'ba'i shia mishim de'kam masrin be'i shlo yitama. Denazi atar. V'anami, masrin be'i, we warn him, don't take upon yourself a ned in his ears. Ovelaki, kamo hecha da'avi tar masrin be'i le'lo tima. Oh. V'lav hai kalav she'emo ma'iseh b'mashim m'kabo nazirus. Ask Tosus on the bottom line. Why isn't this a lav she'emo ma'iseh? Speech, usually in halacha, is considered to be it's not an action. So how are you going to get lashes for this, for accepting upon yourself nazirus? It's a lav she'emo ma'iseh. The lav she'yesh b'ma'iseh. This is a lav she'yesh b'ma'iseh. B'mashim inu yotem isham kishenoder b'nazir. The fact that you didn't leave, it's a lav she'emo ma'iseh. What in the world does that mean? So the Achronim explain that since you walked into the cemetery to make yourself tamei, that's an action. The walking into the cemetery was an action. So even though now you're already in the cemetery, the taking upon yourself a nazirus is tantamount to walking in while you're a nazir. A tremendous chiddush, even though it doesn't sound to me like it's a ma'aseh. This sounds to me like the Rishonim struggle all the time by lav shema ma'aseh. Let's say it's a lav that you normally violate through a ma'aseh, but in this case you're going to violate it without a ma'aseh. Like one of the places this comes up is, let's say, there's a famous Rambam where the Rambam says, bal yira bal yimatzeh, not owning chametz on Pesach. Is that a lav sheyesh bo ma'aseh or a lav she'emo ma'aseh? Not owning chametz on Pesach. Honestly, I have my whole house is filled with chametz. Now Pesach comes. I did nothing to get rid of it. I did nothing. Now I own chametz on Pesach. Sounds like a lav shame on Maisa, right? It's a lav shame on Maisa. You shouldn't get lashes. The Rambam writes, you only get lashes for owning chametz on Pesach if you buy chametz on Pesach or you bake chametz on Pesach. But if I just own chametz from before Pesach, I'm not going to get lashes. That's lav shame on Maisa. So it sounds like the Rambam understands that some lavin, you could either violate it without doing a ma'aseh, or you can violate it with doing a ma'aseh. Let's take another example. Taking revenge. It's in the heart, right? There's an act, it's like, taking revenge, I harbor or hating another Jew. Sometimes I could do it without a ma'aseh, just hate him in my head. Or no, I took action against him, I took revenge. I didn't lend him the thing. You know, whatever, he wouldn't lend me his sugar, so I'm not going to lend you sugar. I'm not going to lend you sugar the same way you didn't lend me. It's a lav shame on ma'aseh, but sometimes it could be with a ma'aseh. I could do it. So the Rambam seems, the Sefer HaChinuch seems to write that even if you violate it with a ma'aseh, since the iser of the nekava is the hatred that's in your heart, so that even if you do it al day maise, it wouldn't be. It's called eimo maise. So there's a lot of contradictions throughout all of Shas. You got to figure out all the contradictions about how do we understand lav she'eimo maise. Is it only if you would if it's usually done without a maise, but you did it with a maise? So I don't know. Here, Tosas would seem to weigh in on that issue. Here, you what happened? You walked into a cemetery. Now you accepted upon yourself the Naziris. Speech is not called an action. So you accepted upon yourself the Naziris without an action. But Tosas says, in explaining the Gemara, if we warn you, don't accept upon yourself the Naziris, and you accept upon yourself, it's called a Maisa, because you walked into the cemetery. Even though, at that time, that wasn't usher for you. You're not a Kohen. You're a regular Yisrael. To walk into a cemetery, there's no iser. Now you accept upon yourself the Naziris, so it turns out retroactively that the action that you walked into the cemetery is called an action, so you'd get lashes. Tremendous chiddush of Tosas. Anyway, Hachanami Kamasibi. Ah, answers the Gemara. Ella, what's the case? Kehon shenichnas b'shida teva umigdal. You hear this? You drove into a cemetery in the car. So you're not tummy, you're like in a separate thing. And then somebody else rolled down the window. Oh. Right, you were in like a box, and somebody opened the box underneath you, so you became tummy. And you were a nazir from before, so they said, "Ah, the box opened, get out of there." Maybe the only time you have to stay there to violate, that's a tummy who's in Beis HaMikdash. But a nazir, lo. Odilma, lo shna, no. Maybe also you only get lashes if you stay there, like in the Beis HaMikdash. Teku. Interesting, here we have the word teku. Beforehand we had tibai, here we have teku. In nazir we have teku. We don't know. Okay, final issue for today's daf. We learned in our mission that a person who accepts upon himself naziris while he's in a cemetery, he does not bring a carbon. What about shaving his head? He doesn't bring a carbon. He does get lashes, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Does he have to shave his head at the end of the tumah? By Rav Ashi, Nazar who beveis akvaros, ton giluach on the seventh day, olo. Does he have to shave his head on the seventh day or not? Kiboy tiglachas tar shenitma. When do we say that a nazir who becomes tame has to shave his head on the eighth day? That's by a tar shenitma. To come metame le nazirusei, because he was metame as nazirus. Aval tame shenazar, a tame shenazar, who never was noeg nazirus betahara, lo, he doesn't have to shave his head. Odeh maloshna, no. Maybe, just like this guy, Rabbi Yochanan holds, he gets lashes for tumah, so too, he has to shave his head at the end of the tumah, even though he doesn't bring carbon. That's the question. Does the shaving follow the carbon? He doesn't have to bring carbon. Or does the shaving follow the lashes for the tumah? And he does get lashes. That's the shayla. Toshma, coming here, proof of the Mishnah. Misha Nazar, Rubeveis HaKvaros. A guy accepts upon himself Nazirus while he's in the cemetery. Afilo HaYasham Shloshim Yom. Even if he was there for 30 days. Eino Olo Menaminyan. Ve'eino Mevi Carbon Tumah. He doesn't bring a carbon, but shaving his head, he does have to do. Says the Gemara, no, it's not a rhyme. My time coming. My time ain't made a carbon tuma. Why does he not bring carbon tuma? Mishum delo bai giluche. No. Just like he doesn't have to bring the carbon tuma, so too, he doesn't have to shave his head. Because the din of the carbon tuma and the din of the shaving of the head depend one on the other. And the same reason he doesn't have to bring a carbon tumah, so too he doesn't have to shave. Even though Tosis points out that the shaving happens on day number 8 and the carbon happens. I'm sorry. Even though that the shaving for tumah happens on day number 7 and the carbon happens on day number 8, nevertheless, since the psukim are right next to each other of shaving, and bring karbonos, so their dinim are equated as well. Says the Gemara, Tashma, come near another proof. Ein bein, same stories before, same briser that we had before. Ein bein tami shenazar, lenazir tashnima, ella tami shenazar shvish la'olam and aminyan, the 70 counts of the minyan. But no, v'nazir tashnima, ein shvish la'olam minyan, 70 doesn't count. My lav halotik lachas, shavin, zevzeh shavin. As far as shaving your head, both of them have to shave their head. Says, malo, halamalkos zevzeh shavin. As far as lashes, for the Toma, they both get lashes. Says the Gemara, what? Aval tiglachas. My, zemigalech was eimigalech. But if shaving is a difference, why didn't it say it in the Brisa? Lisne answers the Gemara, it does say it in the Brisa. It does? Where does it say it? Tana shvi'i shalo v'chol mile. When it says the seventh day counts, it means all the days of the seventh, all the halachas of the seventh day. The reason why a Tameh who took a Naziris on himself, the seventh day counts, is because he's not Mechuyev B'Karban Tumah. And once I know he's not Mechuyev B'Karban Tumah, he doesn't shave. Because the din of the shaving and the din of the Karban are interdependent. Let's learn it from another Braisa. Remember, Rabbo say we learned this halacha a little while ago from the din of Mitzora. Let's learn it from the din of Mitzora. Remember, Rabbo say what the halacha is. A Nazir, who on day 15 of his 30 day Naziris becomes a Mitzora. A Sach Tzaris this guy has. He's a Nazir, he becomes a Mitzora. So, Mitzora Muzgar, while he's locked away, while we're determining if he's Mitzora, those days count for the Naziris. But a Mitzora Mukhlat does not count for the Naziris, but it doesn't reject the first 15 days. When he's done with the Tzaras, only Tumas Mace knocks off the first 15 days. Tumas Tzaras, it doesn't count for the days, but it doesn't knock off the first ones. Mukhlat. Ah. So, Tashma, come here, proof. Ein li ela yimei Tumaso. She'en om lomen aminyan. I only know that the days of Tumah of a Nazir do not count. The days of Tumah of a Nazir do not count for the Nazirus. Yimei Chaluta Minayin. How do you know that the days of Tzaras don't count? Vidinu. I could learn this out from a Mamatzinu, a Binyanav. I could learn it out from Nazir. Ma Yimei Tumaso. Megaleach Umevi Karban. Just like a Nazir Tameh shaves on day number 7 and brings Karbanos on day number 8. Af Yimei Chiluto, so too by a Mitzora, Megaleach on day 1 and day 7, or maybe Karban on the day number 8. So since they're comparable, must be that in both of them, the days don't count. Uma Yimei Tumaso ain't Olam and Aminyan, just like Tumas Nazir don't count for the Nazirus. So too with Mitzora, who's Mitzora Mukhlat, once the Kohen decrees that he's Tameh, it doesn't count as the next week, doesn't count for the days of Naziris. Says, lo, it's not a good proof. Naziris, it knocks out the Nazir becomes Tameh, it knocks out the first 15 days. So obviously the days of Naziris don't count. Toimar, bimei chaluto she'enu vatel esakodmin. But by a Mitzora, the Tzaras doesn't get rid of the first 15 days. So maybe they count. Maybe they do count for the minyan of Naziris. Says the Gemara, come on, Amrit, you want to say it like that? Doesn't make sense. Uma Nazir bekever. What about a Nazir who accepts upon himself Naziris in a cemetery? Shesaro ro'oi l'tiklachas, his hair could be shaved. Oh, there you have the raya. You see that he has to shave. Ain olam and aminyan, that's why. And nevertheless, the days of his tumah do not count for the Naziris. Yimei chaluto, but a mitzora. She'ain ro'oi l'tiklachas, his hair is not, you don't shave his hair, at the end of the mitzvah, meaning you only shave for tzaras, but you don't shave for the nazirus. Lo kol shkein shein olam min aminyan. So certainly the days of the tumah of mitzvah should not count for his nazirus. The first guy shaved the nazirus. The second guy doesn't shave for nazirus. Ah, says the Gemara. So you have here your proof that a nazir who accepts upon himself nazirus while he's in a beis hakfaros does shave his head. My lav tiklachas tumah. Isn't this a raya that a nazir shaves his head at the end of the tumah when he accepted upon himself nazirus in the cemetery? So you see that he shaves his head. Says the Gemara, no, the Bryce is not talking about shaving his head for the tumah of a nazirus. He means this guy's going to shave his head at the end of nazirus b'tahara, when he finishes nazir b'tahara. My love, tiklachas tumah. Says the Gemara, lo, tiklachas tahara. That's the Kal Vachomer. A nazir in a cemetery who, even though he's not going to shave at the end of his tumah, but whenever he becomes tahar and observes his nazirus, he's going to shave his head for nazirus at the end of the nazirus. So, and yet it doesn't count. So a mitzora who doesn't shave, certainly, again, the kavam is like this. A nazir bekever, his hair is going to be shaved for nazirus. Right. What, he's not going to shave when he gets out of his tumah on day number 7. And nevertheless, the days do not count for nazirus. So mitzora, who cannot shave those heads for nazirus, he's got to shave it because of the tzaras. So this hair that he has on him now is not ever going to be shaved for nazirus. The nazir tame, the hair that's on his head, is going to be shaved at the end of the nazirus. But the mitzora, that hair is going to have to be shaved for tzaras. So it's never going to be shaved for nazirus. So certainly the days should not count for nazirus, says the Gemara. And I'll prove to you from the Braisa itself that that's the way you have to read it. It's not talking about shaving for tumah of the nazir. It's talking about shaving for the tahara of the nazir. Says the Gemara, I'll prove it to you that it's got to be talking about shaving for the tahara, not shaving for the tumah. The isak daitach tiglachas tumah. If you mean to tell me that this guy's going to shave his head for the tumah, yimei chaluto milo boy tiglachas. What do you mean? So the mitzora also has to shave for his tzaras tumah. Says the Gemara, no, that's not a proof. Lo, tiglachas de nazirus katani. No, but the nazir, that's not a good proof, because maybe really the nazir is going to shave for his tumah, but the nazir is shaving for this tumah, that's tumas nazirus. But the mitzora is shaving for his tumah, that's tumas mitzora, and therefore you can't bring a proof from Tumas Mitzora to Tumas Nazirus. So that would not be a proof. But at any rate, so the Gemara ends without necessarily having a clear proof. Again, remember, we were trying to prove, and tomorrow's daf will continue with this proof. We're trying to prove the question of a Nazir who accepts upon himself Tumah in a cemetery. So we know that he gets lashes for staying in the cemetery for the tumah, and we know that he does not bring a karban when he becomes purified from that. But the question is, does he shave at the end of the tumah when he becomes tahar? Does he shave on that tumah as or not? A tahar nazir, a nazir tahar who became tameh, he shaves at the end of that tumah. But the question is, a nazir who was originally tameh when he accepted himself the tumah, and now it becomes tahar, does that nazir shave? We don't seem to have a conclusive proof. And tomorrow's daf, we will continue trying to prove this issue. A nazir who accepts upon himself nazirus while he's tameh, and then he purifies himself and starts counting the nazirus, does he shave on the 7th day or not? We don't know. We'll pick that up tomorrow. I want you to have a great day.
Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu, the shita of Rabbi Yochanan is that when Rabbeinu said at the beginning of the Nisafta,